dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Affirm takes command way ahead. Sensitive Prince is second, and Believe It moves quickly to the leaders as the field turns for home. Coming to the waterfall, Affirmed on the inside, Believe It on the outside. Affirm toward the rail, and down the stretch they come. Affirmed on the inside, takes command again. Believe It is second, Allendar gains down third. Third in the final furlong. It's Affirm with Stevie Coffin showing the way by 2.5. Believe It with Ed Maple's next one on the outside. Allendar is third, but it's going to be Affirm. Affirm with Steve Coffin is going to win this 104th running of the Kentucky Derby.
Secretariat is fourth and moving up on the outside, and is now third, and moving at the leaders as they come for the head of the stretch. They're at the head of the stretch, and Cham is the leader. He leads it by a length. Secretariat is in the center of the racetrack and driving. Jackie Green now drops back. Now and then the stretch, it's Secretariat. Secretariat on the outside to take the lead. Cham holding in second. It's Secretariat moving away. He has it by 2.5. At the wire, it's going to be Secretariat. He wins it by 2 lengths.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And here they come into the stretch. The Nuts going on with it, throwing a big race at 25-1. It's the Nuts' first, Yield to the Storm at second. In the hot pursuit, here comes Waisata Bay and Habaneros, but they're not going to get to the Nuts. He's done it in shocking fashion here in the Bosselman.
Good racing here at Bonner Park. Race 5 is now underway. They head Combo Tuffy, takes the lead by a length over the one horse Deep Blue Goodbye and Call Me the Champ. Somebody has lost a jockey. Looks like the six horse Pillar Starbuck is not running today. The four horse is now That's All Folks and Deep Blue Goodbye battling as they come down the stretch. It's going to be those two as they head to the wire, six ahead. They're six ahead except for the horse that lost the rider, Pillar Starbuck. Head to the wire, and That's All Folks is your winner. The one horse Deep Blue Goodbye is second. And I'll tell you, right at the wire, that six horse Pillar Starbuck did not have a jockey on him, but he actually won the race, I think.
Great moments in horse racing history. The Kentucky Derby 136th running is set for tomorrow. We'll have more on the Derby coming up as the show progresses, including a little recap of last year's Derby. Steve Anderson, Fauner Park track announcer, joins us on Fridays. We've talked to Chris Katulak of the TVG Network. We've talked with Jeff Apel, who makes selections for the Grand Island Independent, has also worked at the Thoroughbred Times and is at Indiana Live in the great state of Indiana, and will be at the Kentucky Derby. We've talked to him this week. We also talked with Ed DeRosa, managing editor of Thoroughbred Times. So we've got it pretty well covered. We'll make our selections at the end of the program today. Steve Anderson is set to join us in our final segment today. Before then, we talk baseball with Rob Childress, head coach at Texas A&M. They're probably not getting the wins that they expected, especially in conference play, and they come into Lincoln to take on the Huskers, the teams that are 8th and 9th right now in the Big 12 race. Nebraska's went 1-2 in every single weekend, which is near impossible to do, but that's what they have done. And for Texas A&M, they set it 7-10-1. So we'll talk to Coach Childress. Also, we're going to catch up with Kansas football coach Turner Gill. He will join us on the program today. Their spring ball wrapped up a week later. They had their spring game on Saturday. They need to find a quarterback. They did their spring game a little bit different than some teams, at least different than Nebraska. They kind of mixed and matched. It wasn't just one team against the other. So Turner Gill will join us. Rob Childress will join us. Steve Anderson will join us. And that's not all that's going on this week. You've got John Buck, our favorite Royal, now our favorite ex-Royal, hitting three home runs last night for the Toronto Blue Jays. You have got boxing this weekend. You've got Derek's pick to win the NBA championship out, just like my pick to win the NHL championship, I believe. You'll have to double check.
I'm in mourning.
Could you check and see, did I have Chicago winning or did I take Washington in the NHL? But
I'll look here. I think you had Washington, but I'll take a look here.
It's just, I don't know. When is Tim Duncan going to be given his due? Say what you want about old, experienced teams. Tim Duncan needs to be given his due, and Greg Popovich, who I just don't know about coaches in the NBA. Do they just get out of the way? Are there actually good coaches? Because Greg Popovich basically appointed himself, if you remember years ago, to the job of head coach, kind of like Pat Riley did. He was a GM or he was in charge and said, well, you know, I don't like you. I'm going to take over. Well, that's when they had David Robinson, Tim Duncan, and it wasn't too hard to win. But you got to give credit. Now the Spurs and Phoenix will advance on to face each other in the Western Conference semifinals. And the NHL started its second round last night, and San Jose beat Detroit 4-3.
Let me crumple this up. This is my NBA bracket. I'm going to go ahead and throw that in the trash there. Daddy had the Blackhawks winning, actually. Doug, you did indeed have the Washington Capitals winning it all.
Well, you weren't here yesterday. How can that happen? You can't have the best player in the NHL or one of the two best players in the NHL and get knocked out in the first round.
I don't know. I think it was a combination of the attention they put on Alex Ovechkin the first couple of games, tried to keep him out of the series, and then just Yaroslav Halak, the goalie for the Canadiens, was just out of his mind. It's a combination of a lot of things, but you're right, Doug. As being named the most exciting player in the league, yeah, you can't get ousted in the first round. You too, Dirk.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, our producer-engineer, Derek Stenson, all in studio today.
Did you ever think the fear of the deer would become rampant around that you would hear that and know, we're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks?
I thought they'd be out by now, to tell you the truth.
What is going on?
I don't know. Brandon Jennings, man. Brandon Jennings.
Go down 0-2, win the next three, and now a chance to put it away.
Yeah, they look pretty good. They're not the Bucks of old, that's for sure.
Well, at least not of the last 20 years. But this is, I think you have to go all the way back to the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar days before you find out anything really hot about the Milwaukee Bucks. Our phone lines are open. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. And since I'm giving you the phone number right now, we have a couple of pairs of tickets for tonight's Kearney American Legion Baseball barbecue to give away. So we're just going to give them. If you can use them, if you want to go, no trivia, just call us at 888-455-3776, and we'll give you some tickets. 888-455-3776. The Kearney American Legion baseball players, families, and friends holding their annual barbecue as a fundraiser, as they always do. Tonight it runs from 6 to 9 at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. That's just south of the first-year event center. There's a live auction, silent auction, games, raffles, all kinds of things going on. Beef packages, Husker baseball tickets, golf packages, a Jabba Chamberlain autographed baseball, and a lot more to help out the Kearney American Legion Juniors and Seniors program for 2010. So if you want some tickets to the baseball barbecue tonight, 888-455-3776. Our email address is always douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. We'll probably begin and end the show today talking a little bit of horse racing in the Kentucky Derby. I always have one of these feelings that it just kind of depends how interested people are in a certain event. You go to Fawner on a Saturday for live racing, there are tons of people that are interested and there to have fun. How much more it goes on from that outside of Fawner Park, I don't really know. But again, when it comes to the Kentucky Derby, I think most people are interested in the Kentucky Derby. And I think with Escondiera scratching early in the week, it's really hard. They've thrown out two or three names, but we could play, is he in the field, is he not in the field, and I'd be on a coin flip right now, and I've looked at the form a few times.
Yeah, I think maybe the familiarity with horses has gone by the wayside. So when you get a favorite or two ruled out, and with ruled out as well, anytime Pletcher gets horses, though, I think those big name, when you got Baffert's, when you got Zito's, when you got Pletcher's involved, people pay attention, and it's good for the sport of horse racing. Doug, though, the reports of rain tomorrow. And you know what? We failed to ask the question, what if the thing is too wet? There are reports of 2 to 5 inches of precipitation could drop in Louisville, Kentucky.
Well, Chris Katulak was not too concerned about that yesterday. He says that is the best track, or one of, if not the best track in the nation, to keep it solid and packed. And even if it rains a ton, the worst you're going to get is maybe not even to sloppy, but they'll run what they run in. I was concerned that if they got that kind of rain that there could be postponement of races, which I don't think has ever happened with the Kentucky Derby, but no one has, or at least I haven't seen anyone even broach the topic.
The Oaks go today, and the Derby tomorrow. So horse racing going on all day today. If you're looking for something, it's going to be on this afternoon on ESPN, I believe, and then follow it tomorrow as well. Should be an exciting couple of days in Louisville. Louisville will be alive for the 136th running of the Kentucky Derby.
And here's another thing. You got your Oaks pick?
Yes, I do.
Let's start with your Oaks pick, and then I've got another question here.
Well, first off, Blind Luck will be the favorite going away. I'm going to try and beat her because I'm not going to bet a favorite horse, and that's just, and I'm not going to play the 4-5 game. And I'm going to take the 10 horse, Champagne d'Oro, along with the 13 horse, Amen Hallelujah. 10 and 13. Those are my fillies that I like today. The 10 and the 13 to upset Blind Luck.
Why, and with all due respect to the sport, it's not. Why are the NBA playoffs going on? And I am turning on ESPN, not ESPN2, not ESPN3, not ESPNU, not ESPN Classic, not ESPN 360. I am turning on ESPN, and I am watching college women's softball. The NBA playoffs are on. They shove those meaningless games down our throats all season long. And on a Thursday night, game six, or pick whatever, it's the playoffs. NBA TV gets games, not necessarily last night. But I do not get any NBA on ESPN, any NBA playoffs on ESPN. What is going on? You've got the games all the time, and I'm watching a meaningless college women's softball game. That's what's on. I didn't watch it. I saw it was on. I said, really? Really, ESPN? Really?
Well, just two games being on, TNT's got the contract to that, so they're on TNT.
Is that what it's come down to? Give me Major League Baseball. Give me something. Give me something.
We've said that for a long time. I can't believe baseball doesn't find its way on the tube more than it does.
Well, speaking of give me something and what people have said to me for a long time, you need new clubs, moron. I know you're not good, but you need some better equipment. And tomorrow is your chance to demo it out, to try it out free of charge. It is Golf USA in Kearney and Meadowlark Hills hosting the demo day tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. No charge. Come down and try clubs from all of the top-selling brands, which they carry every single day at Golf USA, like Callaway, Cleveland, Odyssey, TaylorMade, Nike, Titleist, Cobra, Ping, Tour Edge. Golf USA, what makes them so great is because Greg, Maury, whoever you deal with up there, they're just good people. And good people aren't going to shaft you. They're not going to take advantage of you. They're going to do...
They may re-shaft you if you break your club.
They have done that before. And on more than one occasion, actually. But they take care of you. They want you to be a better golfer. If you're a better golfer, it's going to help their business, too. I mean, it just makes sense. Stop by any time and see Greg, Maury, the entire gang at Golf USA, and come out tomorrow, hit some clubs. If you need something different, maybe you don't need a big, huge, expensive driver. Maybe you need something that just gets you around the course a little bit. They've got price ranges. They've got all these brand names. Maybe you need a new putter. God knows I do, but I don't think it's going to help. Maybe you need some new irons. Great deals on those. You're getting ready for the golf season. Most golfers have probably been out a couple of times or more by now, and you realize, you know what, maybe instead of re-gripping these things, maybe I just get some new blades and get out there and start smacking a ball around. Golf USA, 237-5599. Call for more information if you need it. 237-5599. It's their demo day tomorrow, free of charge, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Meadowlark Hills.
Plus, I've heard the wardrobes for the fellas. Maury sporting the new John Daly attire pants, and Greg Davis going in the Jesper Parnevik look. So they won't be hard to find.
Nice, nice. We'll be looking for them tomorrow at Meadowlark Hills. Rob Childress, head baseball coach at Texas A&M, is going to join us when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
Live from Progressive.
Next on the line is Jake.
Hey, Flo. Years ago, I just went with my dad's auto insurance company. Could I be paying too much?
Maybe. But when we compare Progressive Direct rates to other top companies, you could save hundreds.
Hundreds!
Hundreds!
Hundreds! Is there an echo in here?
Compare and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Now at the Home Depot, get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So you can stop putting it off and let us start putting it in. With basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
For the College World Series is right.
Into the right field corner. Plate, he's driven in four runs tonight, and he is safe as he slides across, beating the throw. It's 4-1, second for one, on to first, and that's it! The finals have gone to the dogs!
This is Kevin Kugler. Join me and for the entire College World Series from Omaha on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM, where champions are crowned.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop today with an isolated chance for showers or a few storms developing yet. Otherwise, look for highs around 63 with a west wind increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Back to 38 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trabley. Right now, 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, there's some boxing going on this weekend. There's baseball and softball. UNK and Hastings College both wrap up their regular seasons this weekend. For UNK softball, they will be hosting Colorado Springs Saturday and Sunday in doubleheaders. For Hastings, they're playing York today and Dort tomorrow. In baseball, UNK looks to extend their 10-game home or 10-game winning streak when they take on Regis tonight at 6, doubleheader tomorrow at noon. Hastings College baseball team is making a heck of a run here late in the season. They win two more conference games yesterday. That's six in a row in the conference, 9-4 and 14-4 over Dome. They wrap up the regular season at Seward, taking on Concordia tomorrow. And, of course, Nebraska opens up a series with Texas A&M tonight, and Rob Childress is going to join us here in just a moment. But if you're trying to keep up with all that's going on, feeling a little sluggish, Complete Nutrition's got the answer.
Well, they really do. You need to check them out on the net. First of all, CompleteNutrition.com, or call them today, 308-338-1FIT. That's 338-1FIT, 1FIT. They're located right north of Sunburn on 2nd Avenue. You want to be the healthiest, most effective person on the planet? Well, we know you're not going to be that, but you want to get close to that. You want to head to Complete Nutrition. You know, pack on hard muscle, increase strength and stamina. Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements.
Where is it?
It's right north of Sun Mart, right on 2nd Avenue. Come to Complete Nutrition today. It's right here in Kearney.
Well, Nebraska finally returns home this weekend. It's been a rough road trip for the Huskers and a key series, and we keep saying that, but this may be even a little bit more of a key series because Texas A&M comes in, and they need some wins to assure themselves a spot in the Big 12 tournament, and that's about where we're at right now. It's Texas and the rest of the pack, and Daddy, when you talk Texas A&M and you've done it for the last 5 years, this is always a little bit more than just a baseball series.
Yeah, it's a homecoming for Rob Childress as he was a coach in Nebraska. He returns this weekend to face the Huskers. Now, Coach, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You bet. I appreciate you guys having me.
Coach, is this Nebraska A&M thing ever going to wear off?
Well, I think it has. It seemed like in 2006 when I came back, there was a lot of applause and welcoming back in 2008. You know, they weren't real friendly to me when we came back. Came back a little bit better team. And, you know, where we're at right now with both of our teams and our programs, I don't think there's going to be you know, a warm, fuzzy welcome back. I mean, we're both fighting for, you know, our lives as far as Big 12 play goes. And, you know, this weekend's, you know, I would expect, you know, no hugs and kisses.
Rob, I guess when you look at both teams, it seems to be inconsistency is the one thing both teams are consistent at.
Well, and I think they're both a little bit different. I mean, we're very inconsistent offensively. We have been, you know, somewhat solid on the mound and, you know, pretty consistent with what we're doing on the mound. Offensively, we've been very, very average. And, you know, on the other side of the coin, I think offensively Nebraska, you know, has a chance to raise your blood pressure a little bit. And it's kind of been up and down on the mound. So, you know, something's got to give this weekend. Somebody's got to get hot, whether it's Nebraska's pitching staff or our offense.
Well, the Huskers' offense really has struggled as of late here, and when you just look at the bottom line, team ERA at 3.7 for you guys, it looks like you're not going to be doing them any favors this weekend. Talk about your pitching staff. We had a chance to talk a little bit before we went on air here, as you got a big part of that staff back this week.
Well, Barrett Lux will throw for us on Friday, and he's a guy that's in his third year in our program, and he came in with a big fastball, not a whole lot of pitchability, and, you know, nobody's ever questioned how big his fastball was, but you know, can you go out and go three times through the lineup with more than one pitch? And, you know, this was his year to, you know, take the reins of the pitching staff, and he's done that. He showed up back in January, a man on the mission, and has really learned how to pitch with four pitches and, you know, still has that big fastball. And, you know, Saturday we're pitching a kid named Ross Stripling. He's from South Lake Carroll High School that was in our bullpen last year. And the last 5 weeks, you know, has been as just as consistent as Barrett Lux, and, you know, has given us solid starts every time out. And, you know, out of the bullpen, we've got a freshman named Michael Walker, a big 6'6" guy that has great pitchability that started for us last night, went six innings and only threw 65 pitches and was very efficient. And on Sunday, it'll be to be announced. We may use Michael on Sunday if we don't use him earlier in the weekend. If not, Clayton Ellert, who's coming off a great performance against Rice, a complete game, four-hitter last Tuesday. We started him on short rest Sunday and against Oklahoma, and, you know, we didn't field the baseball behind him, and he was gone pretty early. And, you know, but then we've got a closer named John Stilson, who's got a great fastball and amazing pitchability, and, you know, is anywhere from 93 to 98 miles an hour and, you know, just has a great feel to pitch.
Rob, you guys look at your home run totals, maybe don't ooh and ah. You don't have that 15, 18 home run guy, but you look at the RBI totals, 32, 31, 21, 19, 15, 20. Once you get people on base, seem to get them home.
Well, it looks that way on paper. That's one thing we've really struggled on the last 10 games is, you know, we can get them on, we can get them over. We're having a hard time getting them in. And, you know, guys in the middle, they need to get their hits when it matters. We don't need, you know, the middle of our lineup guys wait until the eighth inning when the game's out of hand to get their hit with nobody on. If they're going to go 1-for-4, they need to go 1-for-4 and get that hit with the runners in scoring position when it matters. And, you know, that's the one thing that our middle guys need to do, and is get those timely hits. And that's the one thing that we've really struggled at the last 2 weeks is not just getting hits, but getting timely hits.
Texas A&M baseball coach Rob Childress joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to come to Lincoln to take on the Huskers this weekend. Then it's the off week, their bye week as far as conference play. Then they're back on the road against Oklahoma State. So it looks like, Coach, for you guys, this is going to be decided on the road.
Yeah, without question. I mean, in, you know, Nebraska, Oklahoma State, you know, they're in the same boat as us. They're fighting for every game and fighting for their Big 12 lives, and, you know, those are the teams that you want to play. And, you know, nobody's going to give you anything in this league or, you know, for that matter, in this world. You got to go take it. There's going to be opportunities presented. Then you've got to be the one that steps up and goes and takes them. And that's one thing that there's a lot of shoulda, coulda, woulda that we could talk about over the last 6 weeks with the Big 12 season. And you know what they say about shoulda, coulda, woulda is, you know, nothing. And, you know, we've got to go take those. And then we finish up with Kansas State at home. And, you know, those nine games left, you know, that's all we can ask for. We've got to go take care of our own.
Coach, somebody will make a run here. Everybody knows that. Somebody's going to make a run over this last month. You've talked about a couple things that you're not getting done. Was it something you were doing earlier in the season? What is
it
going to take for you?
Well, the first 20 games of the year, we were definitely getting timely hits and getting key hits and big hits. And, you know, that's what I keep telling our guys. It's going to come back to you. If you stay the course and keep working hard and keep grinding, you know, those things are going to come back to you. And, you know what, we're not asking them to do something they haven't done. And I think that would be the hard thing is, okay, now we've got to start getting timely hits, even though for 40 games we haven't. You know, we're asking them just, hey, let's get back to doing what we're doing. And, you know, the guys that we have in the middle are proven guys over the course of not just 20 games, but a season and a half that they can do that. Joe Patterson, you know, hit 386 for us last year, 12 home runs and 50 RBIs in limited time. And that guy's got that ability to get hot and catch fire and carry us.
Coach, I'm looking at the way in the Big 12. When you're on the road, teams just have not had a lot of success this year. What is it about the road?
Well, I don't know. And, you know, I guess the only difference is you get to hit first. You don't get to hit last, and that's part of it. And I think there's not an awful lot of hostile environments out there, I mean, with the exception of maybe one or two. And, you know, it's just a matter of going and taking care of business and being that much tougher, that much stronger, and going and finishing games.
Coach, you do have a couple guys that have been able to hit the ball. For the folks that go to Haymarket Park this weekend, tell them what they're going to see out of maybe Brody and Caleb.
You know, Brody's an exciting player for us. I mean, he's very athletic, and, you know, I think he's got a chance to play for a long time just because he's such a great athlete. For us, he's played second base every day last year. This year he started the season in center field and got off to a phenomenal start. And, you know, out of necessity, we brought him back into shortstop. And, you know, he's got outstanding strength and speed, and that's what we try to have in our position players. And, you know, Brody's the poster boy for that. I mean, he can run, he can throw, he can hit and hit for power, and just a wonderful kid. And, you know, Caleb Schaffner for us right now just had a surgery on his foot yesterday. He won't be making a trip with us, and hopefully we'll get him back in 10 days for that Oklahoma State series.
Coach, I think a lot of people lately have been taking shots at the Big 12 Conference. Seems to be Texas and everybody else. Is the conference down this year?
I don't think it's down. I think we have one great team and nine very good teams. And, you know, no doubt about it, Texas right now, they're very, very talented, but they're also playing at a very, very high level. Are they going to be able to maintain that high level of play for the next two or three months? I don't know. We'll see. Oklahoma went out like gangbusters, and I think they were 20-3 at one point. They had a lot of turnover, but, you know, they haven't played at that high level since. And, you know, you got nine teams fighting, you know, each and every weekend, and, you know, it's about the strong, and the toughest teams are going to be the ones that survive the next month of the season. And, you know, who can put yesterday behind them, who can focus on the task ahead and, you know, continue to grind together. That's going to be this, you know, seven other teams that survive this.
Last second here with head coach Rob Childers of Texas A&M. Coach, obviously when you're not winning ball games, the heat starts to get turned up, and I think Coach Anderson's starting to feel that a little bit here, whether it's warranted or not. You might be as close to him as any of the Big 12 coaches, and now you've got to battle him this weekend. How is he handling it? Have you talked to him about it at all?
Well, we haven't really talked about it. I mean, all we can do is our very best and, you know, be demanding of our kids and, you know, hold them to the high standards and let them go perform. And the wins and losses are going to take care of themselves as long as you get an effort and attitude. But, you know, Mike's done a wonderful job at Nebraska and will continue to, you know, do a wonderful job at Nebraska. He's not just, you know, won a lot of games, won a lot of championships. He's made, you know, better baseball players and better men. And that's what it's all about. And, you know, I think he's doing a wonderful job. And, you know, they've definitely been up and down on the mound, but, you know, that's part of the process. And, you know, people ask, well, what about recruiting? How does that go? And, you know, well, it never ends. And, you know, when a guy signs on you on August 15th, you can't go replace that guy with 2 weeks before school starts. But, you know, they got a great class in and a lot of guys learning on the job. I know they've got as good a freshman as there is in the country throwing on Sunday, and he's learning on the job. But, you know, those guys are going to be okay.
Coach, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Huskers and Aggies tonight. Tonight's game's actually on Nebraska Educational Television, and that gets underway at 6:35. First pitch. You can hear all the baseball for the Huskers on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Michael Marriott goes tonight, and he's going to have his hands full against Barrett Lux, who's 6-2 with a 2.2 ERA. Statistically, Tony, this should be a low-scoring series, all three games.
Well, that certainly depends a lot on Nebraska's inconsistent pitching staff. I think if Texas A&M gets something going early, it could be another long weekend for the Huskers. I think talent-wise, you'd certainly look at the Aggies having the advantage here if all things were equal, and as far as that goes.
Well, A&M's only hitting 291. You're hitting 291 of the pros, that's one thing. You're hitting 291 in college, that's why you're a 500 ball club, and that's what's going on right now. Despite how good that pitching staff is, team ERA 3.73. You'll see 2.2 going tonight. Then tomorrow night, Ross Stripling will go 4.41. They have not determined who they're going to go with, as you heard Coach Childress say, on Sunday for sure, because they're still trying to get some people in the right places. But They've got a man that can shut things down in John Stilson, and so Nebraska is going to have to put runs on the board early, because if they don't have the lead going into the last couple of innings, they're probably not going to get it. And not only have they not been able to do that throughout the year, they're going to go against a tough closer here if Stilson gets in the ball game. Well, if it's tough for you to make your decision come lunchtime, let's make it easy for you. You go up, you order some pizza, you play the crane game. The pizza's done, you got your prize, you're dominating at Godfather's. Or you go through, you go buffet. Buffet's ready to go, get a little drink, it's only $6.50, salad bar included. They've got a little monkey bread up there, they've got their different kinds of pizzas to try. Salad bar, as we said, pretty good selection on that as well. And then you eat your buffet, then you go play the crane game, and take your monkey or your rabbit and go home.
It's pretty easy, people.
It's just
not much
easy.
Not much of a decision, really, when it comes down to it.
Don't forget, it's the new Godfather's, open in the Archway Plaza, North 2nd and 42nd Street. Bigger and better than ever, because they now have two large dining rooms, plenty of capacity for you, well over 125, 140 seats, with the lunch buffet served from 11 until 2, 7 days a week. It's only $6.50. Maybe you want to dine in on one of their great calzones. Maybe you want a pizza delivered. Well, they can do that. 234-9444. 234-9444. And they're open Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 10. And over the weekend, today and tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, from 11 to 11. Stop by, see them for lunch sometime this weekend, and try out the buffet. It's worth it. Only $6.50. Are you kidding me? At the new Godfather's in the Archway Plaza in Kearney. Coming up, Turner Gill, head football coach at Kansas, scheduled to join us next. And Steve Anderson and our Fodder Park track announcer will join us, as he always does, and we'll make our Derby selections.
Hey, it's Mike Greenberg, and you know, conference calls, anyone in any business knows how frustrating those can be. It's tough to keep everybody focused and keep your meeting moving along. That's why I recommend using GoToMeeting for all of your conference calls. GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix, is the easiest way to host an online meeting. Everyone simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com. Now they can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. GoToMeeting keeps everyone on the same page. All your conference calls will be more productive and more engaging. It's perfect for sales presentations, product demos, training sessions. With GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low, flat rate. I've used GoToMeeting. I can't remember what it was like without it. And you can too. You can try GoToMeeting absolutely free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. And here's how you do it. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Mike. That's GoToMeeting.com, try it free, and remember, promo code Mike.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop today with a nice set of chance for showers or a few storms developing yet. Otherwise, look for highs around 63 with a west wind increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Back to 38 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trobley. Right now, 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I thought this was an interesting question. They call it, I want to make it our Ace Hardware Bowl or No Bowl topic of the day and weekend. You can email us your thoughts at any time, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Is the Kentucky Derby truly the best 2 minutes in sports? Brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center. Come to Ace and cut that time in half if it takes you forever to mow your line with the Toro Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn riding mower. Oh, kickstart the tire, start one up, take advantage of their low monthly financing at Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. Daddy, is it? And some other things that could compare. The last lap of the Daytona 500. The last, a two-minute drive in the Super Bowl, but it's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed. I'm trying to think of some other things.
How about a Mike Tyson fight? They usually only lasted about 2 minutes, sometimes one.
The final round of a heavyweight championship fight, which is 3 minutes. But, I mean, I'm looking for ballpark figures here. Is the Kentucky Derby indeed the greatest 2 minutes in sports? Shoot us your thoughts on that. Maybe you're just not a horse racing fan and it's way off the – I'm even giving a little love to the NASCAR geeks out there with the final lap of the Daytona 500. Of course, that's not 2 minutes anymore either because you just crash somebody in the wall, restart. Oh, I didn't get a good start. Crash, 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 crash.
I was just going to say, I would say it's totally accurate and totally right on because you're guaranteed that every year. Whereas in Daytona 500, you're not guaranteed that great finish. You're not guaranteed that ever.
Turner Gill's going to join us in just a second. A couple of stories coming down. A person familiar with the announcement says LeBron James has won the NBA's MVP award for the second straight year. And you heard it just before the show, Brett Favre telling ESPN he will need surgery on his left ankle to play another season for the Vikings. What do you think?
He's got to do it. That taste is still in his mouth, throwing that ball back across his butt. What a moron throw.
Wrangler keeps giving him money, you got to keep playing.
Can't believe he did that.
Hey, what happened yesterday at Donovan?
Well, it was a big day at Donovan. 1,811 shooters. That in itself is amazing. A great turnout for the Cornhusker trap shoot.
Going on today, going on tomorrow. Started yesterday with the junior shooters. How'd it go?
Well, Keenan Kremke.
Hello!
Of Carp and Crow 4-H in Ord.
Hello!
O to the R to the D was crowned the junior high school champion Thursday. That's right. He won with a score of 99 out of 100 on 16-yard targets. Damn, Keenan, what happened on that one?
Well, you know.
Got away.
Yeah, that's what we say. We don't want to rub it in your face.
But a couple other area kids, Doug. A couple other areas. John Harders from Wood River. And tie for fifth, the kid from Pawnee City. No, not Larry the Cable Guy. Somebody else. Colin Mosier. But Amelia Pesca from Republican Valley. In the girls, top three individual girls. 96 out of 100. Good for her. Cool. Grand Island Central Catholic right up there in the girls as well. So a lot of area kids competing.
Spring football winding down, of course, a couple of weeks ago for the Huskers. There were a few Big 12 teams that went an extra week, had their spring game last week, and a lot of eyes are going to be on the University of Kansas this fall, Tony, because of a couple of different reasons. Yeah, coaching change, but for Nebraska fans, more than just a coaching change.
Yeah, the old quarterback's down there all of a sudden, and I think that's catching a lot of people's eyes. Turner Gill joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, welcome back to the show, and thanks so much for giving us a minute today.
Appreciate it. It's good to be here.
Well, Turner, you've went through the spring, obviously. Can you say that you've settled in yet, or will that take a long time? Were you ever settled in at Buffalo? I guess how long does that take to get settled in?
Well, you never totally get settled, but I'm excited about this opportunity. Got a great staff in here, and our players really got after pretty good this spring, and we're still in a process and a journey to get to know our players, and vice versa, our players get to know us as coaches.
Coach, what's the hardest part about transitioning to a new program?
Oh, get to know each other. Again, get to know all the insights of the University of Kansas. Again, the insight of our players, insight of the little things that are that you know, don't know on the outside. And again, the biggest thing though for us as coaches is trying to get the players to understand what we're trying to get done, both offensively, defensively, and special teams, and trying to build the relationship, which relationships are built over time. And obviously, as a coach, you got to go in and get it all done right away.
Turner Gill is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Give me your thoughts of how spring ball went overall since you saw these kids for the first time.
I think overall I saw some good things out of our guys. They play hard. There is a very closeness of the players-to-players relationship was – definitely something that caught my eye. And just the time that I've been here so far, these guys are pretty close. And then we just, you know, they put a great effort. These guys here have some talent. We've now just got to put the talent in the right place and obviously got to execute at the highest level just because the Big 12 Conference is an extremely talented and a well-coached group of institutions.
Turner Gill joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, came down to an exciting spring game for you, a 14-10 victory when Cale Pick hit a redshirt freshman for a touchdown pass. Everybody wants to know in Nebraska who's the quarterback. Who's your quarterback?
Well, I don't know my quarterback either, so they're guessing as good as mine. So we got a good competition going on. Definitely Jordan Webb and Cale Pick are probably the two guys going into fall camp with those guys battling out. A young man came on strong late a little bit there, Quinn Meekum. But I think those two guys there, Webb and Pick, will be definitely two battling out.
Coach, what is we hear different coaches give different explanations. What do you look for before fall camp for somebody to separate themselves?
As far as quarterback-wise, I'm definitely looking for somebody with a great body language. I see that person raises the level of play of all the players around him, including him on the defensive side. Obviously, you want to have execution and being able to see that he can – what are the things that he can do well, you know, running the ball, throwing the ball, reading defenses, so on and so forth, and getting more detailed in what he can do, and then we got to put him in position where he can be successful.
Well, quarterbacks are successful when they have time to do what they need to do. I see that after the spring game, you made a comment or two that you've still got a ways to go on the offensive line.
Well, I think we got a ways to go in a lot of areas, but I feel that we think we got about six guys, I would say for sure, in the offensive line. We're trying to figure out which way we're going to put people in certain spots. But, again, I love competition, and so we do have that at quite a few positions on our football team, and that's going to make our team better.
Doug, when we're talking about the quarterback position, probably looking for Todd Reesing to have another 2 years of eligibility, aren't you?
Well, I may have to call that up and see if I can go to the NCAA. You know, you can always put something in there to give them to vote on something, you know?
Coach Turner Gill joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, what's harder to learn when you bring in a new system, the offense or the defense?
Offense. Offense, they have so much of a timing thing that you have to be able to do, and that just takes time and repetition and over and over and over again and getting those things down. And particularly as you go into the offensive line, you go in the backs, and obviously even with the receivers and quarterbacks, there's so much timing that has to take place. And so those are things that you have to you know, continue to work hard and be efficient in the time that you have to get ready to play a football game here starting in September.
We're chatting with Kansas football coach Turner Gill here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, did you find what you expected to find when you got to Kansas, or was it different? And if so, how was it different?
I think there's always one or two things when you go into a school that there might be a couple of things that are a little bit different from the standpoint of maybe you thought they maybe had this, but they don't have that. And per se, I think from a football, not necessarily just specifically the football team, but really more of a facility situation there that I thought that they had an indoor facility, which they do, but we don't have field turf, so we still have the old turf in there. So that was a surprise to me, you know, from that standpoint. But again, those things can still get all done from that standpoint. But I think the other thing that was a great surprise is they're pretty passionate about their school here in Lawrence, and obviously they got great sports and great things of that nature. So there is a great passion about athletics here in this Kansas City and obviously in the Lawrence area.
I mean, even when you wake up, are they playing Rock Chalk Jayhawk every morning?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I kind of hear that thing there when I go to bed, and when I wake up, that's the first thing I'm hearing in my ears, in my mind. But it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Coach, everybody's looking forward to the 2010 football season. You guys will be tested before you get to the Big 12, Georgia Tech at Southern Miss. Just your overall thoughts on the schedule as you enter here in Big 12.
Oh, yeah, we got a good schedule. You know, I think there are some definitely some teams in there that are very well known and have been very good football teams. And so we're going to find out right off the bat. And, you know, we're going to get everything going pretty quick on all cylinders, even the first ball game there. I know Coach Bowl there has done some good things up there at North Dakota State. But, again, we got a good schedule, and our guys will be ready to play, and we just got to come out of the gate ready to go. And, obviously, the Big 12 Conference is going to be obviously very challenging also.
Just Another Minute with Kansas football coach Turner Gill. It'll be asked 1,000 times, so we'll be number 412. November 13th is the game that everybody is going to be talking about. Since neither one of us and a lot of the media guys can never be in a position to be the position you'll be in when you come to Memorial Stadium that day, is that the farthest thing from your mind, or will that actually play into that week? And I know you got a bunch of games before then.
Oh, it won't come to any surface until I actually, on the bus and arriving at the stadium and just a little bit of that pregame, and that's it. But once after they blow that whistle and kickoff and all the rest of that stuff, it's going to be all the same. It's a football game, and you're trying to do the best you can to get your team to play well and win the football game.
Will you walk your kids by the Turner Gill section so that they know you know what you're talking about?
I don't know. Well, they were at least old enough to kind of see a little bit of those things at the stadium, and they have some familiarity to it. But actually, I haven't been in it since they put in the new the north end of it, so I haven't. I've kind of seen it from afar, but I actually have never been in the stadium and all those things of that nature since the build. So, again, a stadium is a stadium. They got the yard lines the same, so again, it'd be exciting, and we just want to make sure our team plays well.
It'd be hard to try and whoop up on the Scarlet and Cream.
No, not at all, man. I'm all crimson and blue here, man. This is ready to go.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to Coach Turner Gill, and I guess we'll let you get out of here with this, Coach. What's the difference between taking over Buffalo, which was a huge rebuilding program, and taking over at Kansas, which had a rough conference season, but still at least Coach Mangino got things turned around there?
Well, I think it's not totally starting over as far as like it was at Buffalo. It was a whole different mentality had to be taught there, and getting the not only the players, but really the town to think of more college football. Administration, just student body, alumni, to get even excited about college football. So there was a lot more things going on there as I first got there, and obviously the main thing was getting our football team to believe in what they can get done on the football field, and I had an opportunity to put together a good staff and great staff, and they did a great job, and we got some excitement going on in Buffalo, and we got people all across the country to know that Buffalo had a college football team. So, proud of the things that our staff accomplished there at the University of Buffalo.
Well, Turner, a lot of people up here have a tremendous amount of respect for you and what you've been able to do after you left the University of Nebraska and while you were at the University of Nebraska. Wish you the best of luck. Keep the boys healthy down there and continue it into the 2010 season.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on. And I'm going to give you guys a little bit of the old Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
We'll see you this summer, Big 12, Coach.
All righty, thank you.
Take care.
Oh, Rock Chalk Jayhawk. It's just unbelievable.
Well, he got all the blue stuff in Buffalo. He just brought it to Kansas. That's kind of the same.
You think he wanted to do Rock Chalk Jayhawk right there?
I don't think so.
I didn't want to embarrass anybody. No. I just thought of that. I don't know. But one, he's just classy, and he's... He's got all the right tools, and Kansas is going to be pretty darn good, I think. If Colorado's going to allow somebody else, and that's the way I see it, if they're going to allow somebody else to be a power in the Big 12 North, then I think Kansas is going to be the team that takes that over. Just my opinion. We'll see what happens.
Should be interesting to see with his recruiting ties, especially in the state of Texas, see how many kids he can draw out of there.
Well, big weekend going on. You're going to get hungry.
Well, you know what? You've got tailgating needs for – you got baseball, Little League baseball going on. You got stuff going on in the backyard. You want to watch the Derby. You got graduation celebration. Troutman has all the eats for you. You know it's all USDA certified Angus beef. We tell you that all the time. The steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Plus, sausages fresh out of the smokehouse, fresh bratwurst, fresh out of the smokehouse, onion and bell pepper brats as well. Please, please, please stop by.
Your mouth
Kerry
is watering
today.
Just talking about it.
Oh, Kerry's got the Green Mountain Grill.
All over himself.
The Green Mountain Grill is where it's at. Kerry can tell you all about it. He's got one. He grills on it all the time. Plus, a great selection, beers, wines. The wines arrive daily, including Nebraska wines from Max Creek Wines, Max Creek Winery and Vineyard in Lexington. Check it out today. T-Bone's waiting for you out front, across from Bob's Superstore.
Now, Steve Anderson is going to be joining us here in just a moment, and we're going to make our Kentucky Derby picks. But I take you back, because of some of the equipment changeover we got going right here. Steve, if he's on the line, he can't hear this, so I'm sure he's listening, as he always does. So I want to play this before the break for his benefit, because I don't know if Daddy quite remembers you and Steve. I thought maybe we're going to, you know, throw down last year.
I do not remember that.
I think so.
In 2 minutes, racing immortality awaits. They're in the gate, and they're off in Derby 135.
Well, Steve, you know, I bring up the 20-horse field. Number one, Westside Bernie, doesn't belong. Musket Man, doesn't belong. Advice, doesn't belong. Mind That Bird, doesn't belong. Mind That Bird, doesn't belong. Mind That Bird, doesn't belong.
Towards the outside is Summer Bird. Last of the main body of the field is Mr. Hot Stuff. And a long last is Mind That Bird as they go towards the halfway point in the Derby.
I think you can get rid of about 10 of these horses right off the bat.
Now, hold on here, Daddy. You've just been breathing fire down my neck for the last 2.5 weeks about a short field in the Bossaman, and now you want to cut half the entries out of the Kentucky Derby. That doesn't add up in my book.
As the Derby field comes towards the quarter pole on the inside, join in the dance to the outside, Pioneer of the Nile, Regal Ransom between rivals, Papa Clem towards the outside, Musket Man is trying to stay on, towards the inside, picking up now, bursting through, Mind That Bird.
Mind That Bird, doesn't belong.
Now hold on here, Daddy.
I just think some of these horses, They don't belong. When you've made $150,000 and you're in the greatest race in the world.
I use this analogy. It was in the Arkansas Derby, the first one I ever went to, which was about 16 years ago. Horse by the name of Rockamundo, who couldn't win at Ag Park in Columbus as a 2-year-old, but set off that day at 99-1. Anyway, he wins the Arkansas Derby, pays $212, and that's why they run the race. The rest is history. You never, ever know on any given day. I like the 20-horse field. Bring them all.
Absolute last early. Mind That Bird has skimmed the rail. A brilliant ride by Calvin Burrell. Mind That Bird is going clear in the Derby. Mind That Bird wins the Derby from last to first.
Mind That Bird doesn't belong.
Now hold on here, Daddy.
But it was Calvin Burrell and Mind That Bird who won Derby 135.
Now, hold on here, Daddy.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Now, do you still feel that that's the case here in 2010?
You don't have a horse trailer be driven by New Mexico that I know of in this Derby, so I'm going to throw out a bunch of horses for you again. We'll see if I can throw out the winner of the Kentucky Derby again.
Steve Anderson joins us next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Carnegie at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hands.
You say tomato, I say tomata, tomato, tomata. No way we're calling this thing off. This is Scott from Builders inviting you to attend our free tomato clinic this Saturday at 10 a.m. in our Kearney store. Come see Master Gardener, garden expert, and all-around tomato head Mick Ross as he shows you what plants to choose, how to care for them, and more. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. at Builders in Kearney, where we do gardening best.
Builders does it best.
We'll be right back.
Daddy Show, where we feed our guests with the help of Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Try their breakfast, new sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast muffin sandwich. Only $1 in the breakfast bowl, which we were able to enjoy last week. Scrambled eggs, sausage, cheese, roasted potatoes, onions, and peppers. All there for you at Burger King. And it is time now. We've come to the end of the week. We promote it all week long. Steve Anderson, Fauner Park track announcer, getting ready to make our Kentucky Derby selections. Steve-O, how you doing, buddy?
Now, hold on, Doug Duda. To even raise the question about what the most exciting 2 minutes in sports is should not be acknowledged. Did you not hear the montage of race calls at the top of the hour on ESPN's national coverage? If that didn't make the hair stick up in the back of your neck, and you may not have any left back there, Doug, for all I know, my vote should make it unanimous along with Daddy. The Kentucky Derby is second to no 2 minute event anywhere, anytime. Nice to be with you, gentlemen.
Hey, I was going to go Bosselman here before we jumped into the Derby.
Okay.
The favorites did hold form last week, Steve-O.
Yeah, absolutely. Shadowby dancing. He was a monster. He kind of won in a workout. I mean, I went down to the winner's circle immediately following, and he hadn't even cracked a sweat, and he looked like maybe he could have gone around another lap or two. But we have to give kudos where they belong, because the Nebraska bred horse, the 4-year-old, Reach One More, absolutely dug down and threw a phenomenal effort to run second to Shadowby Dancing. And this horse will be heard from down the road and maybe in some larger venues like Prairie Meadows, Canterbury Park. Maybe they'll even ship him back to Arlington and Chicago. But it was a great race and a fine afternoon of entertainment at Fauner Park.
Okay, Steve-O, here's what I'm going to do. Like I did last year, I'm going to throw some horses out.
Okay.
I'm going to throw some horses out that I say do not belong. Homeboy okay. Chris does not belong. Back Talk does not belong. I Continue On, Discreetly Mine does not belong. I Continue On, the 13 horse, Jackson Bend does not belong. Conveyance does not belong. Devil May Care does not belong. The 9 horse, Make Music For Me, does not belong. And the 8 horse, Dean's Kitten, all 8 do not belong. Any of those that you think have a chance?
The only one that I would throw back in is that filly, Devil May Care. She can stalk, and they say she, you know, if you didn't know she wasn't a filly, she's as big as any of the boys, physically speaking, and she's a Todd Pletcher horse. I think she's got a big shot.
Well, Ed DeRosa, Jeff Apel, Chris Katulak, all picked somebody different this week, but all were in kind of the same feel, that Looking At Lucky is what Ed DeRosa picked. Chris Katulak took Looking At Lucky. Apel took Super Saver, and he's throwing Looking At Lucky completely out of his top three. I'm always wrong, and so this is what scares me, the way I looked at this. I usually come up with some kind of weird horse combination that always finds that the favorite's not going to win. That's not what I see this week. When I put my bad numbers next to each other, all of a sudden I've got Super Saver looking good. I got Looking At Lucky. I got number 20, Sydney's Candy, looking good. I do have one long shot pick. This rain, that's what concerns me, how much this changes it. Overall, your thoughts as you put pen to paper here, Steve-O?
Well, I'll tell you what. You guys would concur with this perspective, because you think I never know what I'm talking about, but I don't have a clue this year. I really don't have a clue. I don't like the California horses that have never run on the dirt. Consequently, you know, I just can't get too excited about Sydney's Candy, and I really thought that would be Chris Katulak's pick. He was kind of leaning that way a couple of days ago when I visited with him. I've thrown out all the speed, Daddy. I'm looking for closers. I'm looking for the track to be off somewhat. If they're going to get 5 inches of rain overnight, I don't know how you drain that kind of moisture off of any racetrack. They do a phenomenal job at Churchill Downs. I think that with Garrett Gomez, I'm looking at Lucky to throw him out as being totally foolish, but I'm going to try to beat him. Garrett Gomez, in my mind, is head and shoulders above the field, and they've got the best riders in the country going to the post in there. My wife, sometimes I have to bow down to her wishes. She loves trainer Nick Zito, and he's got a horse that fits the profile, comes from off the pace, should like an off track if in fact that's what happens. I'm going to go with the 10-1 morning line shot, number 2, Icebox, to run him down at the end. I still think Looking and Lucky, the worst he could do because he can stalk the speed, is still to run second or third, but I'd cast him as the best of the rest. Awesome Act with Julian Le Perreux and the Irons, I think, is a major player in here. And how can you not root and bet on the local connection of Whitey Richardson being part owner in Mission Impossible? He just sent me a text. Their Twin Spires, Twin Creek Stables won the fourth race today at Churchill Downs. And I've always said good things happen in threes. They've got another horse running later this afternoon, and I think Mission Impossible, he fits the profile. He's an unknown, but everybody's got to be rooting here in central Nebraska. How many people have you ever known, guys, that have a direct link to a horse that runs in the Kentucky Derby? This may be the one and only time that we get to savor the moment on behalf of Whitey Richardson. I speak for everybody, I think, and say, we would love to walk in his shoes tomorrow as he makes the trek from the backside to the paddock at the side of Mission Impossible. I think he's got a big shot along with Noble Promise. I'll go 5 deep. Icebox is my play.
Oh, Daddy's head just dropped when you took Icebox. Is that who you're taking, Tony? Or is that just one of the horses that you're playing?
No, that was my number one selection. Okay. I've got the speed. I've got the speed. 6 speed horses killing one another all the way around, and then something coming from off the pace. I do think Looking at Lucky, though, by far the best. Anytime you've been in 6 races, Steve, and the record he's thrown at him, the Grade 1 wins. Grade 1 wins, a record of 6-1-1 from 8 starts. That's just simply remarkable. Bob Baffert's been there, done that, 3-time winner. I think he's the best horse in the field, but I do like Icebox come off the pace.
Unbelievable that we could match up. I don't know if you heard any of the Bob Baffert interviews the last couple of days. He said they've got 2 plans going into that race tomorrow with Looking at Lucky because he's in the worst post position you could draw in a 20-horse field. Plan A is try to get to the first turn in front or at least tactically close to the speed, and the plan B is we're screwed.
Steve Anderson from Fodder Park joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just for the fan out there, Steve-O, if the horse, whoever the horse is that's in the lead, and I know not everybody's got a form in front of them and they're just going to pick off the program tomorrow, Super Saver likes to get out and go wire to wire. Sydney's Candy likes to go wire to wire, which it has done in its last 3 races. It's went wire to wire to win its last 3 races. If one of these horses is in front and it is a bad track, can they go wire to wire in the Derby on a sloppy track? No matter who
you know, I don't know how you can answer that question. I guess Sydney's Candy, who's never run on anything but the plastic, the poly track, the artificial turf back on the West Coast, would be the one because he's got the tactical location to be on the outside of any other speed in the race, and they'll know when to use him, when not to use him. He would be, I guess, the one horse, not knowing if he can handle the mud or the dirt, that maybe, and his pedigree would confirm this, that he could run all day, and if he gets a lone lead, yes, I think he could be very, very dangerous. But I tend to side with Daddy. I think the speed cancels itself out in here regardless of what the track condition is.
And staying with that, if you're on the rail coming down the stretch, it's going to be worse there than if you're on the outside, correct?
Unless you're following Calvin Burrell. He has a knack to come up that rail.
Well,
from off the face.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. Will all the horses be out there and leave the inside for Calvin again?
You know, it takes a real set of kahungas to ride on any rail, let alone at Churchill Downs, and there's none better than Calvin Burrell. He'd be difficult to throw out, but, you know, he's on a horse that's not characteristic or suitable to his kind of riding style. He's on a horse that shows speed. Calvin likes to be 20 lengths off the pace and just waiting for that hole to open up. So I've thrown him out as well.
Steve, I read a deal, I believe it was Randy Moss, Daily Racing Form this week. Somebody was asking him about the one hole, the 20 hole. He said none of those make a difference until that gate is open. If the 2 horse fades out, the 1 horse is all alone, what difference does it make? He said they got so far to run to that first corner, until that gate opens up, nobody looks if it's a bad draw or not.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth in that. The problem is, in the one hole, is that you can't, you know, unless you're much the best, and speed wise, looking at Lucky is a, he likes to track the speed to sit right in behind it. He could end up in the first turn being shuffled back to last just because they kind of funnel into that turn. Yeah, there is a long run down there. I just can't picture Garrett Gomez getting this horse into trouble. He's come off two troubled trips the last two times out, and he won one of those races and ran third in the other. Gomez took a swing, you know, at Victor Espinosa after that last race out in Southern California. But, you know, the one hole at Fodder Park is one thing, all right?
Right.
And on a 5/8-mile track in Nebraska, the first one to the turn is going to be the horse that's going to be really tough to beat, and the quickest way to that first turn is the quickest route, and that's in the one hole. Those big mile racetracks, I think Randy Moss is making this too simple in that regard, because Baffert wouldn't be so disappointed so if he had drawn the one hole if, in fact, he didn't feel like this really is two strikes against him. Now they've got to have everything, as far as the trip is concerned in this race, go absolutely perfect, or they're in big, big trouble.
Okay, let's wrap it up. We're way over time here. Let's make our selections. Steve-O will finish off with his three horses one more time, or four horses, because I think he even picked five. But, Daddy, your picks.
I've got the speed burning each other out. When I say the speed, that's the Super Saver and Line of David, Conveyance Discreetly Mine, and Sydney's Candy all should be on the front end. I think those guys burn each other up. I think Looking at Lucky sits right behind them with Awesome Act, Mission Implausible, Dublin, and on the far outside, when those four come for home, I've got Icebox from dead last in the first corner. Coming back, I've got Icebox dead ass last. I'll say it, dead ass last, making a move on the outside and going to get up at the wire and beat those four. I've got Icebox, then Looking at Lucky and Awesome Act.
Well, you guys have found a way to make me get Sydney's Candy out here. So you have at least picked one long shot, Daddy, an Awesome Act that nobody's really talking about. I, too, have a long shot, which I think goes with the trend here of what Steve's saying, somebody that can come off the back. I'm with you, Looking at Lucky. I should be crossing Super Saver off this list, and I don't know why I can't put an X through him, but I've got five horses going for a try. If you bet a dollar try, that's a $60, I believe. Try to hit it and put it in any combination. You can, of course, put somebody on top or in the middle or whatever you want to do. But I think Looking at Lucky is going to be there at the end with Super Saver. When we talked to Whitey Richardson, I guess I just kind of thought, you know what, yeah, this is a feel-good story, and it's just not going to happen. Well, we're all going to put our claws into him to really put this heavy, because we're all finding a way that Mission Impossible can hit the board here. I've even been swayed a little bit. I like to throw out any horse that has a new jockey on it. There's a few of those. There's a couple that you get switches that's worth it. My long shot is the number 18, Back Talk. It's a horse that likes to come off the pace. It's got the same jockey the last three times out in most of its career. It's won some races. It finished third in the Illinois Derby. You always see those long shots. Well, it was third in the Arkansas. It was fourth in the Santa Anita, you know. So maybe Back Talk's there. And I do, for some reason. You don't put the filly in the race if you don't think it can do something. So I got Devil May Care in there as well. So I've got Devil May Care and Back Talk, which nobody else likes. And maybe the favorite wins it this year. I don't think so. I'll call it. I'll make the call. Mission Implausible to win. I'll take the 14 on top, and then the 1 and the 18. If I just picked 3, those would be the 3. But with 20 head, we've decided that let's box that field. Steve-O, you want to go 5 or you want to just go 3?
I got to go at least 4 because I've got Mission Implausible 4th. By the way, the name of the horse that Whitey has an interest in that won today at Churchill Downs, her name was Funny Feeling. I have a funny feeling that something really big is in the making here, and I hope that it involves Whitey Richardson. He's such a terrific guy. In silky, Sullivan-like fashion, Daddy, I like Icebox to come from last to first, much like Mind That Bird did last year. Looking at Lucky certainly would be no surprise. I still think he's a solid contender in here, even with the rail spot. I've got him second. awesome act third. Mission Impossible is the one we're all rooting for. We'll all be making that ride together with Whitey Richardson tomorrow. Oh, wouldn't that be phenomenal?
And
if
of course,
he somehow, some way, could get to the winner's circle.
And of course, racing today at Fawner, racing tomorrow at Fawner. Be looking out for race four tomorrow, because Daddy and I will be there along with the rest of the crew here at the radio station. We're sponsoring race four tomorrow, so put a little extra oomph in that, would you, Steve?
Hey, I will, and as always, Doug and Daddy, we can't wait to see you today and tomorrow at the races.
Steve-O, thanks so much. Outstanding stuff. Monday, Damon Day comes in, UNK baseball coach. He'll be bringing a couple of players. Jared Leshen, who's won more games as a pitcher than anybody at UNK, and Blake Cover, both Kearney boys. Blake's more hits than anybody in UNK history. The RMAC tournament begins next Wednesday, so we'll preview that among the guests that we will have on the Doug and Daddy Show on Monday. We want to thank Kansas football coach Turner Gill, Texas A&M baseball coach Rob Childress, and as always, Fawner Park track announcer Steve Anderson for joining us on the show today. If you missed any of it, go to our podcast, ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Law.
Derek, who wins the fight? Tell us who wins the fight.
Give me Mayweather, unanimous decision, but Shane Mosley, always a puncher's chance.
Oh, it's a good one tomorrow. Congratulations to Scott Steinbrook and the Kearney soccer team. They beat Millard West yesterday. District soccer begins on Monday. A lot going on. Kearney boys win their 121st consecutive track invite at Omaha North. Oh, my goodness. We could have went 3 hours today, Daddy.
We'll see you Monday.
But Daddy's hungry. We got to go to lunch. Bye.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.